Today is the 22nd of April, and we are starting with Pasuk Tes. We left off last time saying that Naomi had said to Rus and Orpah, who were still together with her, that may God do chesed with you the way that you have done chesed with the deceased. And we talked about, actually we ended on the question of how a second marriage, unlike the first marriage, which is based on mazel, how that the second marriage is based on your track record, on your deeds. So she was asking, saying, let the deeds and the good things that you did to your first, to your husbands, my children, let that turn out to be something good for you as well going forward. So Pasuk Tes continues. We're in the first attempt that Naomi is making to dissuade the two daughters-in-law from going with her. Now you remember the popular conception or misconception that somehow Orpah's the bad one here and Rus is the good one. At this point, they're both good. They're both sticking with the mother-in-law, and neither have been dissuaded. So we start with the statement, Yitain Hashem lochem umitzena menucha. May God give to you more than what was deserve what you might otherwise deserve. Umitzena menucha, and you should find rest. What does it mean, you should find rest? Well, the mitzena menucha that's mentioned in this pasuk is immediately followed with isha beis isha. The second isha has a dot in hey, meaning her husband, isha meaning woman. So let each woman ultimately find something with a new husband. How does that come about? The Mabim tells us this. Zemakbil neged mashakosuv shovna, isha leves ima. That each woman, we said earlier, should return to the mother's house. What did it mean, mother's house? We explained two things. One, the father, who was who? Eglon, the king of Moab, had already died. And the idea that by a kusi, by a non-Jew, there's no relationship vis-a-vis the father vis-a-vis the mother. So here, father and mother are somewhat interchangeable. But we said this, Malbim says this, Ki ha'almanos shehein ratzonam lihinaseod. If the widow does not want to remarry, she has said, go and form your own house. But an almana who does want to remarry, ava almana shedaita lihinasei, Tashuv el beis aviha. She should return to her father's home, where she would then begin the shidduch process, dating or whatever they did in those days, to remarry. Here we can't say beis aviha. Why? Eitzel akum she'en lem yichuzov. These people don't have a relationship to their fathers, to their mother. She would go back to her mother's house until she can find a new husband. Azeh bircha osam, she blessed them, she yimsu menucha, isha beis isha, that each one would find menucha in their husband's home, and that they would be granted a level of menucha. Now there's another interesting word in this pasuk. We'll see what menucha means in a minute, but look at the third word of this pasuk, yitain Hashem lochem. If you play around with the letters of Lachem, what word do you see in there? Play around with Lachem, just switch the letters around a couple times until you find a word. Melech. Melech. A king is going to come from them. We don't know at this point whether it's Rus or Orpah, because they're both in with, they both are staying, but we could even say it's from both of them. Why? Because their father was Eglon. And we learned earlier that God said to Eglon, because you stepped off of your throne to speak to my representative to give me kavod, ultimately my throne, God's throne, David HaMelech, will be occupied by one of Eglon's descendants. So whether it's Rus or Orpah at this point doesn't really matter. A melech is going to come from them. And if Rus becomes, I forget how many greats is it, great-great-grandmother, I think. If it's Rus is the great-great-grandmother, Well, then, Orpah is going to be what? The great, great aunt. I mean, so somehow the melech is going to come from them. So that's an interesting play on words a little bit there. Now, the Shiras HaLevi says on Yitain two things. One, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachol yitain harbe matanos la'adam. God can give many gifts to a person. You'll note that the pasuk says, Yitain Hashem lochem. We'll put the melech aside for a second. God will give to you. And in addition, umetzeno menucha. When we receive gifts from the one above, there's only so much he can give. We have to be participants too. And Naomi is giving them a tremendous bracha. She's saying, not only will God give you whatever he's giving you, but umitzena menucha. So what does he say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachol laseis harbe matanos la'adam kidei limnoa tirus hachayim, to take away the tirdo, the work, the difficulties in life. Taking away a lot of tzoros in life. Kegon, what can he give you? Parnasa, this is good. A big chest of money. Nacha, success with yourself and with your children, with your family and friends. Brius haguf, physical health. Brius hanefesh, mental health. Can give you all those things. But etzem hamenucha, mutelis al hadam b'atzmo v'shtadil l'motzo. The real inner peace, you've got to work at finding. How many people do we hear of who are blessed with great wealth, for example, who are always in turmoil? They're always upset. Things are always difficult for them. They're just not happy. How many cases do we hear in the outside world of some person or group of people who buy, just using a silly example, a lottery ticket? And they win millions of dollars. But what happens? Cousin Joe, who they never knew before, comes and puts the arm on them, and they lend money to this one, and they fight with their families, and they can't deal with this newfound wealth. So they may have money, but they don't have menuchas hanefesh. They don't have serenity. They don't have peace. They don't have calm. They don't have tranquility. So the bracha that she's giving them is such a beautiful bracha. He says, Kamosha einenu ro'os, we see with our own eyes. Harbe b'nei yodam, shenosan lahem, that God gave them, mishmane ha'aretz, he gave them from the fat of the earth, all good things. Mishmane ha'aretz. And what happens? They get rov, dogon v'tira, all the beautiful benefits. Abba mikol makem, ein lahem menuchas ha'nefesh. But they're not at peace. They don't have no tranquility. They have tzaras.
If you were the fact that these are relatively young amanas and they have not had children, it would make sense that part of the bracha includes the wish for their
remarriage. They get married, sure. And she goes on and says, Zehu shamra na'ami l'kalosel, yitain Hashem lochem, may God give you material gifts, ooh, and mitzena menucha, may you find peace. May you find a new husband, a new home. Shebechol masha kodesh baruch hu yitain lachem, mikol mokom adayin aleichen, limtzoas hamenucha atmuna bohem. Birchos son, shetatzlichen abazeh. You have to be players as well. You have to play also. You have to participate. Let God give you all those wonderful gifts, but you need to understand that you have to work at getting menucha. It's a tremendous limud for us. Things seem like we have everything going our way. Still, we have to be. It's not like the old show of I forget the guy's name, the millionaire guy with some rich guy was giving out $1 million to. Yeah, some wealthy guy was sending his secretary to people's houses and say, you knock on the door and say, here's $1 million from Wentworth III or something like that. What was his name?
John Burris for Tipton.
Oh, there you go. So, and what happened to them? All the people, all the struggles they had with that money didn't do them any good. So that's one possibility. The other is Yiten Hashem Lochem. Yiten Hashem Lochem connects Rus and Arpa, but it's going to ultimately be Rus, not only with David HaMelech, but with Shlomo HaMelech. Remember, when we say that Rus is the whatever number of grandmothers of David, she is the add one grand of Shlomo HaMelech. It's not just David who's descended from her. She says, Berus Rabba, Omar Reb Yossi, Kol Osan HaTovos VaHanechmodos, She'osi HaKadosh Baruch Litein LeShlomo, Dichsiv, VaYitein Elokim Chokma LeShlomo, Yu Mikem. So when it says, Yitein Hashem Lachem, that's the same with Shonos as he uses with regard to Shlomo. So all the good things that Shlomo is good, let it come from you also. Shirus Hericha Yomi Milros Malchus Shlomo. Rus survived, you know, Rus outlived David. Rus outlived David. Rus was at the coronation. What happened that made Shlomo Melch become king? What happened to David? How did Shlomo become king? The king is dead longer than the king. So what happens? At the coronation, the crowning of Shlomo, Melachim Aleph, it's written, Vayasim Kisei La'em HaMelech. They put up a chair for the mother of the king. Who was the mother of the king? She's like the queen mother, or whatever that expression is. So she is there by Shlomo HaMelech. She had a Richas Yomim. She saw Shlomo become, yeah, inaugurated, I don't know what it is, crowned or something. She saw that. And that's why Rus is Nikres Imo Shel Malchus. She's the mother of kingship, or of the kingdoms. Why? She says, David, and so everyone comes from it. Ulefizem Muvin Lashon HaKosov Kan, She Yitein Hashem Lachem, Es Hazchus Leros Kol Osan HaTovas VaNechoma Shasi LeKosh Baruch Yitein LeShlomo HaBoos Mikem. You will be Zoyche Yitein Hashem Lachem. You will see, again, Melech, right? Yitein Hashem Lachem, Melech. You will see all the beautiful gifts that Shlomo HaMelech is going to get, is going to receive, you're going to see as well. Let you be blessed with that as well. So Naomi is giving a tremendous bracha when she talks about all the wonderful things that are going to happen to them in the schus of what they are doing and sticking with Naomi. Okay. What do they respond? What are they saying back? Nope. She tries valiantly to dissuade them from continuing. And in Pasuk 10, what do we say? The end of 9. Vatishak lahem vatisenak lahem vativkenah. She kisses them and they cry and they said, go. No. They say, Yud, no. Vatomer la ki itach nashuv la'amech. No. We are going to return with you to your people. We are going to return with you to your people. Now, first of all, what does return mean? We have this problem with return all the way through. We learned a medrash last week that said that, in fact, they were returning to stay Moav. Why? Remember they had taken a little sojourn over there to meet Boaz to help with the shrouds, the tachrichim, and on the burial requirements. So as a result of that, this was, in fact, a return for them, albeit they were only there a short time, a return for them to stay Moav. But...
Wait, say that again.
We said last week in the Medrash, we were concerned why it says Hashem, Yas Hashem Imachem Chesed, Kasher Asisem, why was it using the masculine? And the Medrash, because it was, we're talking to the two women, the Medrash said, in fact, the two, Rus and Arpa, had gone down to Beis Lechem Yehuda to get Tachrichim for their husbands. So Boaz participated in that, and that's why when Naomi said, the Chesed that you did with the deceased, she was really speaking to both Rus, Orpa, and Boaz. A mixed group takes a masculine conjugation. So now it also eliminates some of our dilemma. We keep saying they're returning to Stei Moav, from Stei Moav to Beis Lechem Yehuda, if they had never been there before. Well, in fact, they had been there. So they said, no, we're not going to go. We're going to return with you. We're going back to Beis Lechem with you. Now, until this time, Naomi wasn't sure what they were doing. Remember we talked about this last week? They're walking with her, But we don't know, and she doesn't know, and she has not asked them, and they have not said, we're going home with you. She thought at that point that they were giving her a send-off. They were going to go with her to the border, at which point they're going to go their own way. She said, go back, it's enough, it's enough. And they answer her, no, we are going to turn with you. Oz gilu daiton she'ein hochim ito lelavoisa, aderetz Yehuda l'shum isham eretz Moav. At that point, they revealed to her, they were not just accompanying her either to the border or even all the way home. Kidatenu lishar bein b'nei imech. We are planning to go back to your nation with you. Va'adayin lo'omra lelokayach. They have not yet said, we are going to accept your God, Liz Gayer, Rak La'amech, Ritzon Olamar, Lagor Bein B'nei Amech. So in the theory that they didn't convert when they got married, and the thread that says perhaps they haven't converted yet, they have not yet said the magic words, we are accepting your God, we are taking upon your God, none of that. All they've said so far is, we are going to go back with you. We want to return with you. Rus, of course, we know the end of the story, remains steadfast. But the Mefarshim tell us that here is when Orpah starts to, what we would say in English, waver. She starts to get a little less resolved. She says the magic words, you know, we're going to stay with you. But we learn here that perhaps this is the beginning. And we learn it from this. Kasher Odom Eno Omeid Binisoyan Vinichol. Olohu list Babel Rapes Yodov, Vyaz Yishlot Beitzer Yitzar Lagamre, Ularido Liotatachtoino. When a person fails in a test, or even begins to fail in the test, he starts to get a little weak. You know, what they say, I'm sliding down the slippery slope. I'm not as resolved as I was before. I'm not as strong as I was. And they want to bring an example here from Orpah. It's kind of a foreshadowing, but it's from Orpah. It says the following. Shemitchila hoisa shava l'rus. Birtzono l'zdabek ba'am Hashem. She was as resolved, she was as interested as Rus in staying with the people. However, and she says, Vatisena kola vatevkana, all those things. Later, what happens? Vatishak arpa lechamas ruz dafka boy. We're going to learn soon that she gives up and she no longer is willing to do that. She is not able to stand the test and she goes back. And what happens to Arpa when she goes back? Arpa becomes a complete, she's treated by the people as a play toy. She has relations with hundreds of people. She completely falls, and she was at such a, when she fell, she fell. She did not stand b'nisayon. She completely disintegrated. Heichon higia umat yirolei. Let's see what happened to her. Oso laila shapir sha'orpa mechamoiso. The very night that she left, she starts to break down here. When she finally leaves, she nisarba b'gayish shal mea b'nei odom. 100 troops are with her. Tanchum amir af kelev echad, even a dog. V'chenis b'gemara, lama nikra shma orpa, shekol orfino sami acharea. They all treat her like nothing, and they have relations with her in deviant ways, and all kinds of terrible things happened. U'mizeroim nefila ayuma machrida. We saw a terrible, terrible fall in her. And she just completely falls apart. And she remains a nachris. She never converts. She never says that she's going to accept God. And she's caused, it says here, lahachtia ulahashpila kebehema. She ends up just like an animal. Just treated as total hefker by all the men that are around. It hasn't happened yet. That's what that pasuk is at the beginning of it. Okay, Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. Vatomer Naomi, Shovna v'nosai, Loma selachna imi. My daughters, go back. This is the second time that we have the word Shovna, return, is the attempt of Naomi to convince the daughters-in-law to go away, not to stay with her, to return to where we are, where she was supposed to be. Why are you going with me? What are you going to get out of coming with me? What do you want to be with me for? There's nothing here. There's nothing more. What are you going to get out of it? The Malbim says, "Halo b'nei ami lo yischadnu machem. You're not going to get married in my place. When I go back to Beis Lechem Yehuda, they're not going to want you. You're not Jewish. They're not going to want you. Go back." So we have a second time of saying Shovna, to return. What good are you going to get by coming with me? Change, go back. Two things. One, Shovna could be return. Just go back. Turn around. The other could be Shovna, turn your idea around. Divorce yourself of this idea. Turn it around. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea to stay with me. Nothing good is going to come of it. And Naomi now enters the dialogue, which is finally persuasive to Orpah, but does not have impact on Rus. So what's the first thing she says? Ha'oldi banim b'me'ai. Am I pregnant? Do I have boys, sons in my mayoy, in my inner, in my kishkes, in my insides? Do I have a hidden kid in my uterus here that you're going to marry? Do I have what's going to happen here? Album says, "Kvaris baeretzli, shemenu b'diyuka vo rak al bonim shenoldu loy ala ivrin b'meya imam. Po amru ha'odi bonim b'meya. Do I have something here?" Are there children here that you can marry? Is there something going on here biologically that I'm not aware of? Come on. No one's going to marry you. No one's going to marry you. You're not Jewish. So the only way that you're going to get married is if somebody is going to marry you from a child that I have. But I don't have any children. Nor am I going to have any children. Holy bunny may I, says the Shira Slavi. Holy bunny may I, v'ayolechem lanashim. First, yesh adam yabem eshes achiv shalohaya bo'olamai. That's one question. Right? There's another question here. Is there a halacha that the levirate marriage, yibum, occurs in a case of a yet-to-be-born brother? Right? Halacha is when the brothers dwell together, yachdov, when they live together, and then one dies. If there's a boy who is not yet born, that obligation is not falling onto him. So therefore, is there going to be a levirate marriage here? Some would say, well, perhaps if it's an uber, if it's a fetus, which is already there, maybe you could make an argument. So she says, am I pregnant? Do I have some child here who's going to marry you? Who's going to be able to, v'ayu lachem lanashim? Am I going to give birth to a child who's 21 years old? Right? Am I going to have, is there something here that I'm missing? R'tzonimash yutekef lanashim? Af b'derech halosam ruvichi yeshli bonim gedoylim ke'elu? Have I hidden sons? Do I have two hidden boys here? What are you doing? What are you staying here? Nothing's going to come of this. Then there's another question. Because of Bechidish Radal, Din Yibum Gomor, Enkan. There is no Yibum here anyway. And again, we are not dealing with whether they're married. Married Jewishly. Enkan. Why? En Yibum Ela B'Achim E'av. Yibum only applies to an ach from the father's side. This would not be an ach from the father's side, right? This could not be a child of Elimelech. Elimelech has been dead for at least 10 years and more. She does not have a 14-year gestation. So Naomi cannot be having a child from Elimelech, right? A boy born now is not an ach from the tzad ha'av, right? It would not be a paternal brother to Machlon and Chilion. It couldn't be. It could only be a maternal brother. Achiv mi'imo osir liyabem. And achiv mi'imoi is not allowed to perform a levirate marriage. The eshes achiv mi'imo erva shalomoki mitzvah. So there can't even be yibum. There can't even be yibum here in the sense of Naomi having such a child. Yeah.
Naomi's argument relies heavily on the notion that remarriage has to be aliyah yibum. Why after yibum? Why could there not be possibility of marriage?
Because she said
an outsider who found them attractive in the way that Machlon was.
Because not Machlon and Chilion married these shiksas in Beis Lech in Moab. He's saying here. He says specifically. You think b'nei ami lo yischadim hachem? They're not going to marry you. So Rashi comments on this and says as well. He said he's going to say on the next pasuk about, because she gives him another argument. We'll see in the next pasuk. But there's no boys here. He says, I have no children. I'm not hiding anything from you. Where are we going here? The Nirla Amar beKavonas HaMidrash Ki Mevur Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara Mevamos says like this: SheEsis Achiv Shaloya BaOlamai. Okay, so one, any child I have is not a child who coexisted, who lived at the same time as Machlon VeChilion. So therefore, Eino Zakuk LiYibum. Why? Because the pasuk says Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. So point number one: any child I have now isn't going to be Chayv and Yibum because they didn't live together in the world at the same time. Prat l'achiv shloyav yolomri. So that's one possible. That's one problem that's going to be keeping you from being marrying anyone I have. Here, on top of it, adayin lo chamosa muberes. I was not even if you wanted to say that if I was pregnant at the time that Machlon and Chilion died, hagam that the fetus wasn't born, at least the fetus coexisted. He lived inside me, and the two brothers lived in a life. So at least they were alive, if you want to call it uber alive, at the same time. He said, but ein chamos mubarak shem ach, az ein zika leisha achiv shelo ya bo lama. There's no way at all. There's no way at all. So sha'olim bani b'mei'ai, that you can marry? So that's an impossibility. It cannot happen. How do we know that she's not pregnant? If you ever had any doubt about a long gestational period, what did she say? Ani, what's the pasuk? When she gets back to Beis Lechem Yehuda, they'll say, this is Naomi. She says, Ani Malaya Halachti, I left pregnant. And when I came back, I was Rekom. I was empty. So we say that she was pregnant when she left. It wouldn't have necessarily been with Machlon and Chilion, but I was pregnant when I left, and now I'm coming back not pregnant. So any shilas we had whatsoever about whether or not she was pregnant, she wasn't. So there are no boys, there's no chance, nothing could happen. Nothing could happen. But they still don't seem to be moving on that. They still are kind of around. Still around. They didn't leave. So she continues her statement. What is she saying? Shovna b'nosai lechna. Shovna b'nosai lechna ki zokanti mihiyos leish. Not only should you return, I'm too old anyway. He's a contributor. I can't get married now. I'm however old I am. It can't work. Rashi says, she'en osel, if I got married tonight, even tonight, ha'yisi ha'layla l'ish. We made a shidduch. We rushed it through. We had the shidduch. We had the l'chaim. We had the gifts. We got the caterer. We did everything. And I got married. And we had relations. And I got impregnated tonight. Tonight. All in the next couple hours. What are you going to do? You're going to wait around 20 years? What's going to happen here? Rashi says, "He's a kantimiyos liish." Even if I had tonight, all possibilities. We overcome all the difficulties. The remaining son wasn't alive while the brothers were alive. It's from the side of the mother, not side of the father. All those things we overcame. How could this happen? How can this happen? And even if you wanted to say that there's no din of Yibam at all. So Rashi adds something that we've been waiting for. Rashi says this. Shelo hayo ba'olamo, forget about shelo hayo, v'shedem zekuka l'kevabim, lefi shelo hayo l'machla v'chiyon kedushin b'ayam, shenachrius hayo v'lo nizgayru. Even if you want to forget Yibam, forget about Yibam, because Yibam, we have a problem. Why? They're going to be brothers from the mother, not brothers from the father. Forget that. She says they weren't converted. They weren't Jewish. There's no din of Yibam anyway. Even if you put all the religious issues aside, we have medical people here. Let's talk biology. I can't. It's not going to happen. I'm too old. And even if it were to happen, they give me IVF or something. I still got to wait. You're going to wait 20 years? You're going to sit around here? Even tonight. Even if tonight would happen. I'm going to be able to have a child. I'm going to be able to have a child now. Go back. Turn around and go back. Turn around and go back. It's enough already. There's nothing more we can do. There's no hope. Anything that could happen, it isn't going to work. There are too many sfeikos. Hey, I have to have a child. Hey, I have to meet somebody. Anybody has to go good. And after this, and after that, and she's old. Turn around and go back. Okay, that's the last of the pleas, without an E at the end, the pleas that she makes to the two daughter-in-laws. And we'll see tomorrow what happens next.